My Eagle enthusiasts, it's Fairway Rollin' presented by FanDuel. Major season is here and you can get in on all the long drives, big putts, and major moments with FanDuel. Check out live PGA Tour bets like longest drive, round leaders, matchups, birdie or better, and more. Plus, track every shot in the app and watch select par three holes while you place your bets. Download the app today and bet with FanDuel, the official betting operator of the PGA Tour. Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com to learn more about the resources and helplines available and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. You must be 21 years old or older and present in select states. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com. This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. With over 122 million parts, from superchargers and brakes to exhaust kits and beyond, eBay Motors levels your baby up to its peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, it's Bill Simmons. Did you know I've had my podcast for 15 years? Do you know that it is the most downloaded sports podcast of all time? Did you know I have guests from the sports world, from the culture world, people who work for The Ringer, people outside The Ringer, celebrities, experts, you name it. It's on my podcast 3 times a week, late Sunday night, late Tuesday night, late Thursday night, The Bill Simmons Podcast. Check it out on Spotify.
Friends, and welcome to this pre-Masters edition of Fairway Rollin', the golf podcast on the Ringer Podcast Network. My birdie buddies, my eagle enthusiasts, the Masters is upon us. We are coming to you semi-live from Augusta, Georgia. I am sitting in Augusta, Georgia with my PGA Tour correspondent on the ground, my left-hand man, Nathan Hubbard. Sitting right here across the table, the Podfather himself. When it's a big event like the Masters with Tiger Woods at the Masters, the Podfather is on the tee with us.
It's an absolute pleasure. I'm just here to carry some bags, spot some drives, and stay out of the way.
So, birdie buddies, we were on the grounds today, and we thought we would share with you our collective reaction to some of the things that we saw, the conditions we observed, the way the players looked. Now, we had what I would characterize as an in and out day, Nate. Like, literally, we were outside for a bit, we were inside for a bit, we were outside for a bit, we were inside for a bit.
I think the most remarkable thing that I saw today, besides Tiger's walk, was the course is in a different shape than I expected. We had a lot, the grounds were dirty. The crew has some work to do. The ground is a lot wetter than I expected based on some of the players' early week comments about how much roll and how firm it was. We saw a lot of balls stopping on the green. We saw the azalea petals down. It's going to look different.
Well, the thing that folks may not know is there was a forceful storm that came through late afternoon, early evening, Tuesday.
Kept you on the runway.
I was sitting here in Augusta, Georgia. My plane arrived. All kudos to our pilot who landed us, buffeted by the winds as we came down. And we sat and the storm arrived. And it was seriously like 3 inches of rain Tuesday night. And to your point, the golf course just didn't have any time to recover. And so we were walking around. It was wet underneath of our feet. And, you know, the storm, the winds blew stuff all over the place. There was debris. but there was a lot of people there.
Yeah. The subterranean air is firing on all cylinders right now.
I'm trying to think of all the scenarios where wetter than I expected is either a positive or a negative, and I've decided to hold off.
Well, we had the benefit of a couple hours worth of being outside and observing. Yeah. You know, we arrived pretty early in the morning. We wanted to get there. We were advised by a high-ranking FanDuel executive to get there as early as possible.
We were.
And we listened. We took his good advice.
We did. Let's just say we went to Berkman's, which was a really cool place in Augusta that you can go, and they have food, and you can kind of hang out and wait out the rainstorm and stuff like that. We had some food and some cocktails, and then we went down on the par three, and it was a daycare center. Was like going to my local playground, and I got to watch some golfers play with their kids and pick up their kids, and I judged them, and it made me want to bet against a couple of them.
Such as?
What happened with the par three? Why did it become, why did it, I,
it's
I get
always
the
had always this tradition of the family participating.
I was here 4 years ago. I don't remember it being this bad.
Well, you were here with your dad.
I think
dad.
People were like Define bringing bad. Kids. They were like having like foster kids if they didn't have kids, just bringing any kids they could get.
You and Club Pro Guy have this angle, have this take.
My dad had that. Just talk to my dad. He's like, the par three sucked. Everybody had their kids. It's a major event. Why are kids involved? I love kids. I have two kids of my own.
Master's tradition. It's the master's tradition that this par three, it's a one of one. So many aspects of the Masters major golf tournament is a one of one. And this par three competition tradition is one of them.
Here's another tradition. Me fading some of the fathers I saw today, like Russell Henley, who had two tiny kids running around.
Like two he kids under the age of three.
A pregnant wife. He was carrying his own clubs for the par three, and he kept picking up and putting down his kids. I was exhausted watching him. He had to walk the course. Picking up his kids and putting them back down. I'm like, I'm betting this guy to miss the cut. By the way, plus 250 on FanDuel.
He is first on approach, third in scoring average this year, 17th green.
Missed the cut, plus 250.
There you go.
And he's good. But why'd you miss the cut, Russell? Because I picked up my kids 130 times at
his
the par
arms
three.
Are going to fall off.
I will say, for the portion of the par three that we watched, that time of day that we caught it, And this is very emblematic of the kind of experience. You're reminded of this coming down here year after year. I'm not saying that I come down, but the weather in Augusta from hour to hour can change. You can get nearly all four seasons at this time of year down here. And we experienced maybe like 2.5 of the seasons today.
I don't like the sweaty season.
So that's when we watched the par three. That's when we watched Russell Henley. And that's why it was so exhausting. Watching him.
That's going to be the hottest part of the week, what we just experienced, though. It's going to get a little cooler. It's going to get a little bit more bearable, but we're also going to get this westerly wind. And we walked a lot of the main holes today outside of the par three course, the real course. And boy, 13, 15, those are holes that are going to play right into the wind, which is really going to pick up. I mean, 15, that tee is now back, isn't it? We saw
that
a lot of guys.
Stunning. I thought it was the big course revelation was how long that approach, and then explain the layup part of it.
We just saw a lot of guys working on that layup on the third shot, the layup shot today, in ways that you haven't before, because they're especially hitting into that westerly wind. We could see a lot of three shot plays on that hole, which we normally don't.
Well, that was the thing I was thinking, because when you're gambling, especially on like the last day, and you have somebody who's a stroke back or whatever, and you're thinking like, all right, get to 15, we can maybe eagle 15. Maybe we can strike magic or at least a birdie. But from what we saw today, if the wind's going the other way and it's three strokes just to get on the green, that is not going to be like an easy catch-up hole anymore.
I wish we could bet on balls in the water on 15, because what's going to happen is some guys are going to hit some longer irons and woods into that green. And if it dries out, and they will make sure it dries out, you're going to have balls that don't land softly, that are coming in from longer distances, that roll off the back into that water that starts 16.
So that's the thing that we have to sort of factor in as we anticipate how this is going to play out. The version of the golf course that we saw today, that's it. We're not going to see that version of the golf course for the entire rest of the tournament. So factoring in Bill's observation on Sunday afternoon, you're faced with that risk reward.
After the 14th, how are you catching up?
Yeah. No, that's right.
That's it. But like if you don't do it 11, 12, 13, 14, when you get to those last four, I think it's gonna be really hard.
I'm just saying it's impossible to anticipate what version of the golf course and what kind of conditions, because today what we experienced felt like it's gonna play like an 8,000-yard golf course. You could feel the water underneath of our feet.
Yes.
You could feel from the humidity when it got warm outside.
Right.
The next round of thunderstorms came through, which they're happening around us right now.
But what happens if it's super sunny tomorrow? Does it burn off the moisture? Because everything was wet. Like if you hit in the front, that we were watching the par three and the 16.
Yeah.
And if they were trying to skip it on the green, if you hit the front, it just sunk down.
That and the subterranean air. So it's going to be blowing, Mother Nature's going to be blowing, and then they're going to be running the air under the greens and under the fairways to dry it out. And
one of the things that we'll take a look at is, you know, there is some early indication that maybe the guys on the afternoon Thursday, morning Friday portion of the draw will have a slight advantage.
Yes.
That does not include Tiger Woods. Tiger's on the opposite side.
So let's talk about that.
Yeah, we need to talk about
that. So we walked from like the 16th, and we walked all the way to where the par three was, which was basically the top where
the course ends. Where 18 green is.
So we walked up basically. But then we walked down to we walked all the way back. So it's just you always forget this until you go. It's just way more up and down and way more slanted each way than you realize. And we were thinking like, man, Tiger, if you're out here for 5 hours and you could watch him walking around, you know, in the course this week. And I don't know, it doesn't seem like his legs 100%. He can't sit. You got to go up. You got to go down. He's got to do it 4 days in a row. It made me a little less bullish on him, Nate.
I'm worse than that. I mean, listen, I'm worse. I'm still all on the make the cut bet, but the way we saw him walking around today, he looks like the guy in the Edgar suit from Men in Black. I mean, he's really struggling to get around right now. And by Sunday, I mean, 4 years ago, we were talking about the year that he and Phil had meh Masters results. We said, maybe it's just too much for them. Maybe they're just getting a little old. He's going to be fine, but this is an impediment to him playing well.
Yeah, the thing that we don't have is anything to compare how we watched him walk and move today against. This is the first time we've seen Tiger Woods doing athletic activity of any sort. He rode around in the golf cart in December.
Yeah.
We didn't see him actually trying to perform athletically at anything. So we don't know the hurting part, you observed this in a pod earlier this week. He's confessed to constantly being in pain. He's going to live with the pain. And that's not that dissimilar. This is a dude who won the U.S. Open on a broken leg.
Yes.
So the playing in pain part,
he's done it,
is something that he's wired into. But what are the limitations physically that we observe today?
Well, especially day three, day four.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's the thing, right? That's why our inclination was to go with all that is good in the golf gods and just get him to make the cut. We're not too concerned about what's going to happen Saturday or Sunday. I do want to call out a couple of the names that are playing in the afternoon. So if you subscribe to the way the weather seems to be trending and that there'll be rain and wet conditions Thursday morning that will be slightly adverse to those guys that go off Thursday morning.
Well, House, we're taping this and it's 5:21 Eastern time right now, and there's thunderstorms right now, and the course was already really fucking wet.
Yeah.
So it's going to be even more wet, and then what happens? You get nighttime, it gets colder. So you tell me, what does that do on the Thursday if you're playing in the first 4 hours in the morning?
Exactly. This is exactly what we're talking about. And the guys that are on that morning card, the kinds of guys that you know, Bryson DeChambeau goes off at 10:20. Daniel Berger, who's on a lot of people's cards, goes off at 10:15. Tiger goes off at 10:35. Hideki, the defending champion, alongside Justin Thomas, go off at 10:45. Scottie Scheffler goes off around 11. So if your hypothesis is that guys catching those morning conditions, there's no way the course will be dry in the fairways and stuff, and it's playing super long. Cam Smith, another guy playing alongside Bryson.
So drives aren't bouncing the same way.
Right.
You got to hit every putt harder. Chips are dying. What else is going on?
They've seen the course like this the last couple years, though. I mean, this is not going to be new. We thought coming in that it was going to benefit guys who'd seen the course before, perhaps, because this is the first time in the last couple years that it actually played like Augusta. But now it's all really what the grounds crew is going to do over the next 12 hours.
Well, the other thing, and the reason that we focused on those names in that morning slate for Thursday is because those guys are all playing Friday afternoon. And Friday afternoon, so far, if we're, you know, trying to play amateur meteorologist here, has winds that are anticipated to be 15 to 20. And our local contact here, Matt the driver, told us, you know, he's lived here his whole life. If they say 15 to 20, that means 25 to 30. Because Augusta, the experience at Augusta National, he said add 10.
Yeah, I'm looking at 20 to 30 out of the west southwest right now.
So that's Friday afternoon, guys, playing in those winds.
So when Tiger's trying to make a cut.
Like, what do we think the high score is from the first 4 hours of groups tomorrow? Everybody basically starting before 11 o'clock.
You're going to see some of these old guys. I don't have the full tee sheet open in front of me right now. But, you know, there is a prop.
Olafable. Yeah.
The prop that's out there, I think, is 85 and a half over under as the highest score at this Masters.
Right. I'm going to find moved. That.
But it's on FanDuel. There's a FanDuel prop.
I'll find it.
Of the highest score. And one of the, I don't want to disrespect any of the old guys, but.
Well, like, so for instance, Bryson's 71 or worse is minus 154 on FanDuel.
For his opening round?
Yeah. Round one score. Do I think he's shooting a 70 tomorrow? No. He's shooting a 71 or worse. That seems like a good bet to me. I wonder if we could parlay this.
That's why it's juiced up like that. Minus 154, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to lay that.
Tiger, 73 or worse is minus 132.
I don't want to do anything that has or worse associated with Tiger Woods. No. Bryson, I'll consider it.
Cam Smith, 70 or worse is minus 164. Isn't he teeing off early?
He is. He's in Bryson's group, Cam Smith.
Here's the thing we're worried about with Cam Smith. I mean, all of the signs say Cam Smith is a yes. He's second in shots gained total. He's got two wins against the big boys this year. He's third in putting. He's eighth in approach. He's first in scoring average.
He has no kids.
He has no kids.
He's been fishing.
To play the par three without picking up toddlers?
He won the Players, and he stayed at home and hung out with his mom and his sister and his girlfriend for the last couple of weeks.
My kind of guy.
Good. How do you feel about that, Billy? You don't like the kids. How do you feel about passive no golf?
I don't like the early start time. I think they have all these leader after round one bets on FanDuel, and I would just gravitate toward the latest starts possible, right?
So I'll go through some of those names. Now, we want to say with Cam Smith, he's been extraordinary at the Masters. His last three Masters, he finished 5th, 2nd, and 10th.
He has
the 5th
best
odds to lead after round one.
He's the only guy in the history of this golf tournament to score in the 60s each of his 4 rounds in a single Masters. Cam Smith.
When is Spieth teeing off? Late?
Let me see if I have that open in front of me.
I think he's later. He's 29 to 1. You were on that one before. And then...
Spieth is at 152. So here's the...
I like the afternoon
the
starts.
...of guys that are names that we like that are all going to catch that Thursday afternoon.
All right, you give
me
the names. I'll give you the odds.
Dustin Johnson.
He is 22 to 1 to lead after round one.
Colin Morikawa.
26 to 1.
Yeah, I don't feel like we're heavily invested in Colin Morikawa enough. Maybe we need more bets on
the
Colin.
The Z-Spot.
Didn't see him picking up kids today.
The Z-Spot, Wills Altoris, 141 p.m.
Yeah, he's 37 to 1.
How about John Rahm?
John Rahm has the best odds at 20 to 1.
Yeah.
Young baby, so easy to hold.
Jordan Spieth?
Spieth was, I had that one, 29 to 1.
He's at 152 tee time. How about Vic Hovland?
Victor, 26 to 1.
And Xander?
Can we talk about Xander for a sec? Because we
Xander
saw
was 31 to 1. Yeah, tell the iPad. So, this is more course information from Nathan.
We saw Xander alone right before they blew the horn to close down the course by himself with his team putting. And the coach had the iPad behind him recording the video of his stroke.
Like behind him on the ground.
Yeah, down the line.
Sorry, behind him on the ground.
Down the line.
Down the line.
Yeah, so like right behind where he's putting.
And that is something that I would totally expect to see on a Saturday or a Sunday working at home, or maybe even on a Monday. But Wednesday, after all is said and done, and by the way, after your 64th in putting this year, it's been an Achilles heel. I didn't love it.
Nate got freaked out. Nate's like, he doesn't like his stroke.
He's not happy
there
on this Wednesday afternoon before the thunderstorms.
It would be the equivalent in basketball if you saw somebody not even just shooting threes, but with like a shot doctor standing next to him, like talking about like his grip.
No, why is it any different though from a guy, to your point, BS, doing working free throws? It's playoff time. And I just want to stand out there with my shot coach, my stroke coach.
I'd feel,
I don't like
and make
it.
Sure I'm
I
in
didn't
the groove.
Like, I'm with Nate. I didn't like it.
I'd feel great if he didn't have the iPad behind him. But the iPad means I'm offline. Let me see it.
The worst
visually.
Part was when Russell Henley's kids took the iPad and started watching
Baby
the Nickelodeon.
Einstein videos.
Poor Russell Henley. Russell Henley is on the ticket of every advanced analytics. So many people we respect were calling out. Kevin Clark has Russell Henley across
his thing.
Oh, my
God. I can't wait. It's going to be so funny when he shoots 74, 75.
Poor Russell Henley. We love Russell Henley.
Sore biceps.
We love him here on
Russell, make sure there's some flights on Friday night.
It did look like he had a lot going on.
He did have a lot going on.
Jesus.
He had so much going on.
I remember having two small kids, and I could barely write a column.
But he had so much going on that he had his pregnant wife carrying the bag for a little while. That's
that was,
not a
he's
good
carrying
thing.
It. He's
now,
carrying
she,
it.
Now she great. Should get the trophy for yeah. that work.
Yeah. That was great.
But she she was not a little bit pregnant, by the way.
No,
she's. I don't know how far along.
That's
but
the thing. Henley, his brain was so great. Scrambled by all the toddlers. he his pregnant wife carrying his bags.
My par saving pals, golf's first major is a tradition unlike any other, and right now, new customers to FanDuel can get 30-1 odds on any one of the following. Jordan Spieth, the 2015 champ, four-time major winner Rory McIlroy, or Dustin Johnson, who won the Masters tournament in 2020. 30-1 odds to make the cut at Augusta. That is not a high bar. If any of those players make the cut, you win big. Birdie Buddies, you've been listening to our podcast all week long here at Fairway Roll and also on the Bill Simmons podcast. And you know who we like. We are deep on Colin Morikawa. We love ourselves and Brooks Koepka. There's some great odds out there on DJ. Check out the Ringer Special Markets page at the FanDuel Sportsbook. You can do it on the app or online. There's no better time to get in on the action with FanDuel Sportsbook. The app is easy to use. God, there are so many betting options. It's so pleasurable to bet on the golf at this time of year. You make a giant menu, and when you win, you get paid fast. So drive down Magnolia Lane with us and take a swing at betting the first major. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and get yourself 30-1 odds on Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, or Dustin Johnson to make the cut at Augusta. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official betting operator of the PGA Tour. Quick disclaimer, you have to be 21 or older and present in select states only. You must wager in the designated offer market. The max bet is $5 and restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Virginia. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789, 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming, or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over two decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com, tap the banner to learn more. Baseball is something else. This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.
Well, speaking of Scrambled, we did have an encounter with greatness today that I feel like we have to share this story.
Vino?
Well, Vino is a legend. He's one of our all-time beloved. It is one of our lucky traditions here at the Masters to run into beloved friends. And for everybody, the overall experience of like returning to the grounds with everybody back in town. The Masters is open for business. Everybody could not have been nicer.
The electricity is palpable.
The return, yes.
And the people are so nice.
Huge crowds Monday and Tuesday. We got to experience great crowds today, even though it was an in-and-out experience. And we had a great hang with our buddy Vino and, you know, caught up on a lot of important stuff. But we did have an encounter with the Green Jacket today.
We're going to tell this story?
We can be...
I don't think we can tell the story.
Here's how I'll tell it. I just wanted to let everybody know that we, you know, because Bill Simmons lives on the West Coast and this is his second experience at the Masters.
Right.
We encountered
a member
of the Augusta National Golf Club. And we had a lovely conversation, a really nice chat for a while.
Yep.
And over the course of the conversation, somewhere along the way, Bill asked this person, what is your function here? Because the person was wearing a green jacket and Bill didn't have, you know, a full understanding, comprehension.
There's
of
way
what
more
the
to
role
this story,
was.
But I'll take
that. I think
L.
this is the right way to tell it.
It's the right way to tell it.
Because we'll share it on YouTube
I didn't
or
realize,
something.
Yeah, we maybe the pot after dark.
That's it.
Maybe I guess what I didn't realize is only the members can wear the jackets. I didn't realize. I thought it was like you could be an ambassador. You can be in the board of directors. I just didn't know the mechanics of who gets to wear the green jacket.
Did you think that person was a server or a...
No, I didn't. It wasn't anything. I just had never really thought
host.
About it. I knew you got a jacket when you won.
But what is your function?
What I didn't realize is if you're a member and you go to the Masters, you basically have to wear the jacket.
And you really are an emissary. You really are a person.
Well, we just had lightning and the lights flicker. That wasn't awesome.
Let's make sure we're still recording. Everything's still hot. That's good.
Are we recording still?
That means the golf gods approve of us telling this story.
Yeah.
Yeah, they obviously didn't.
They like the way
we're
telling
out.
We found out
the jacket.
See, this is it. This is why I wanted to tell the story.
Wow,
Bill Simmons got to learn what the function is.
There's a really good reason for this, but we're not going to talk about it. I didn't understand
this
it.
This is another one of those. It's like, you know, what the car said to us when Kyle was driving the car the last time we were at the Masters. One of those stories that we'll have to tell in a different setting.
We also saw a lot of weird outfits. People going really for hardcore shorts.
You're down on the shorts?
No, it's just like, if you're going to wear the shorts, you can't have legs that are paler than like a white wall.
Look,
like,
remember.
You got it. There's a tan level.
We're all emerging from the pandemic.
Everybody has been in quarantine and lockdown. Nobody's looking great right now.
I think... that was one of my first experiences in a big crowd. And there's a lot of relearning basic human behavior.
So
like
true.
People not understanding.
Yes.
Don't stand like
personal space
6 inches from me. Like you're not at your house and this isn't a VR. Like you're actually a human being that's 6 inches right behind me. Stuff like that. But for the most part, it felt pretty normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was nice to not see masks and just everybody just kind
faces
of mingling and
bright
and probably giving each other Omicron.
Yes.
Well, we covered a couple names. We had some thoughts.
So the big picture thing is we're a little more worried about Tiger than we were yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are.
I think that's the A-list story coming out of the Masters.
Yes.
If you're glass half full like I am, I just chalk it up to like, this is the first time this is the fresh version
of this iteration of Tiger the Athlete.
Yes.
Like, I don't know anything about this version of Tiger the Athlete. So this is me learning it. It didn't look awesome.
And he's also old. Yeah. And then the B story for us is like, especially if you're live betting the Masters, which I hope you're doing on FanDuel, and somebody has a lead, like on 13, they're up a stroke. And in years past, you'd be like, oh, I'm going to bet this guy's plus 175. And he's got, you know, maybe he'll get an eagle on 14 or whatever. Like, I do feel like a lead's going to hold.
We have to see the conditions.
Well, if it's wet combined with them moving the tee back like that, I was shocked by how hard that drive was. We were kind of staring at it going, Jesus.
Yep.
There was so many ways that drive goes wrong.
The thing that we saw again and again and again was so many guys hitting to the left side of the fairway at a number. They were trying to find a number for their layup.
That's right. They want
that layup.
Because if you don't hit that drive on 15 straight with how far back it is, you basically have to lay up with the second shot. There's no way to save it anymore. In the past, people could... Wow, it's really thundering. Yes,
it is thundering and lightning.
People
here
can get a little
creative
with the second shot. I just think that's out the window now.
Yeah.
I have one last name that I want to mention before we go to bed tonight and wake up and the Masters is underway and in competition. We haven't talked about Rory McIlroy really at all on this podcast.
Well, you and I talked about him as we walked up 10 today.
Yes. And the reason I want to make sure that we at least have a little bit of comparing of notes is because when you have this kind of, you know, situation where you have all these young guns and, you know, the variety of conditions that are going to come in.
What is Rory's function?
You have to remember what an old competitor, and that's what Hideki was last year.
Yeah.
Those guys... the guys with experience, he has, you know, a dozen appearances at Augusta, right? He has all of these top tens, Rory, I'm talking about, you know, and he's just been sort of quiet and under the radar.
Yeah.
Are we asleep on Rory?
Yes.
Okay.
We are asleep on Rory because he has been able to hide out this week. I don't have a whole lot of numerical. I mean, he missed the cut last week. So coming in, he's not hot, but he has avoided a million questions. You know, probably number two storyline, if Tiger's not here, assuming Phil was also not here, is Rory going for the Grand Slam? And you and I walking up that 10th fairway past the cabins, which are on the left as you're looking out that tee box, we just remarked, that was the worst drive that's ever been hit at Augusta, I think.
I mean, in competition by a leader, it feels like.
It was a 100-yard shot. It's not like he just pulled it. It was awful. So this place has that thing that lives between his ears. And at some point, if Sergio Garcia can break it, Rory McIlroy is going to break it.
You guys are on drugs.
Well, here's the reason why he's been sort of
just stop.
Quiet to our golf eyes. He's only played four times. In the U.S. Now, he's played internationally a fair amount, and he fared fairly well. I mean, he ended up in a playoff and lost, but he tied for 10th at RIV, tied for 13th at the API.
Backdoors.
Tied for 33rd. He shot a 66 on Monday at the Players to get inside the top 35, and then he missed the cut last week, like you mentioned, at San Antonio. So we don't really have, like, you know, form to point to say, oh, well, he's coming in hot. He looks really well prepared, but... That's not that dissimilar from the Hideki story last year.
Yeah, that's right. So he's out there. The only other two people who are sort of hiding in the shadows right now are DJ, who I think, you know, we're giving a pass to. He hasn't really been the DJ of old since he started sort of tumbling down the world rankings, but he keeps showing up with these little rounds, these 66s, these little sort of glimmers of hope that we grab onto. But it's keeping us from talking about him and your guy Brooks.
So the reason that all three of those guys deserve perhaps a little extra consideration tonight, DJ, 1:30 tomorrow, and that means in the morning on Friday. Rory, 2:00 tomorrow, that means off in the morning on Friday.
This is a semblance of a case.
Off at 2:00 tomorrow afternoon.
Yes.
Then back Friday morning. So that's why all the birdie buddies, eagle enthusiasts, par saving pals, we put these names out there for you and your last minute cards as you fill out the full suite, your DFS, you know, couple flyers. There's still great prices on Brooks and DJ and Rory. All three of those guys are at odds that are not typical for them in Masters. In majors, to be honest. And so worth a little bit more of a ponder. If you can get your own conviction on it, go ahead and fire a little.
I have my lock of the tournament.
Which is?
It's on FanDuel. You can find it. The course record will not be broken minus 2,000. So you have to bet $2,000 to win 100. I would recommend this. If you have like a lot of jump on.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Is the course record getting broken this weekend? The answer is no.
I know, but you can't give out a bet that's a minus 2,000.
Well, that's my lock of the week.
This is fairway fucking rolling, not Rich Guy Radio.
What are we talking about here?
Who has 2,000 to lay for a weekend? Well,
somebody might have a gaudy FanDuel account.
Hey, lend Nate 200,000 and then lend me 200,000.
Yeah, and we'll put it down.
And then we'll fire it.
House, nobody lends you money. You owe Priscilla $200. You owe Nate money.
A lot of money.
You are like, what's wrong with you? You don't pay people back.
I do pay people back.
Can I give
it
you
just takes time.
Can I give you another bet they have that I actually think is a fun one?
Okay.
Nearest to the 16th pin in round one. Woods, Oosthuizen, or Niemann? Woods is, they're all plus 186.
They're playing together.
This is an inside.
So you can watch the three of them. Whoever gets the closest, you just bet any of the three guys.
Who is it?
It's Woods, Oosthuizen, and Niemann.
That's his group.
Jocko, yeah.
And they also have that for Casey, Bryson, and Cam Smith. That one, same odds, plus 186. That's a really fun bet.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Like you're watching it, you're sitting at home, it's like, oh my God, this threesome. So like for the Casey, Bryson, Cam Smith,
Cam Smith's favorite.
Bryson out. Cam Smith, they're getting almost 2-1 odds on him to be the closest. Kind of like that.
Paul Casey's pretty good. The reason to fade Casey is because he's been hurt, and we don't know exactly what his physical condition is.
They have it for Berger and Fleetwood and Kevin Kisner.
The one with Tiger and Usti, I would fire on Niemann. That Niemann would be my play on that one.
How about Homa, Lowry, Nah?
I feel like Neiman's going to walk up to that tee just in a haze, wondering what just happened.
And throw the ball in the water.
Yeah.
What's your next one, BS?
So they have it for Homa, Lowry, Nah.
Homa almost had a hole in one today in the par three contest.
That's plus 186.
No. That was an actual, he was playing, I think, the fifth hole. No, that was a par three he was playing in the afternoon practicing. It wasn't the par three competition.
Oh, okay.
No, you should see it. I think it's five that he hit.
Great.
Yeah.
I love it. Kokrak had
not
a
five,
hole.
Four. I think it's four.
Kokrak did have a hole in one in the par three.
Yes, Kokrak had a hole in one in the par three. Another guy with a bunch of kids around.
Sungjae's dad almost had a hole in one. Sungjae, we just saw it repeatedly missing the green. I don't feel great about Sungjae. And remember, Sungjae Im is a former second place finisher here.
In the November Masters.
Okay, that's your Lakers bubble asterisk.
It's not an asterisk. He did it. It was on these grounds. It's just not like the conditions that are going to be this week.
Guys, we need to find $200,000 and bet that the course record will not be broken.
We could win
$10,000.
We need it.
No,
we
just tonight. That's one of our goals. We just need to get 200,000. We're ready to go on FanDuel. The course record will not be broken this weekend. I guarantee it.
That's the lock. That's the Bill Simmons, Charles Barkley guarantee.
It's a guarantee. We will not see a new record. What is the record? Is Tiger broke it by what? Like 10 strokes?
That's the over the course of the four. Is that what the bet is? It's the.
Yeah, it's the.
You said course record, which made me think that it was a single round record, not over the course of the tournament.
Oh, I don't.
It a tournament record?
Which is it?
It says course record to be broken, but it doesn't say. I guess that's round one.
The course record is a 63.
Yeah.
So Nick Price and Norman share it.
Listen, let's get $200,000 and let's get on this.
Let's get it. He says, let's get $200,000. My birdie buddies, my eagle enthusiasts, my par-saving pals, that is our parting shot. I don't think we're going to do any better than
that. Thanks to our guy, Isaiah Blakely.
Thanks to our guy, Isaiah Blakely, hanging in with us on a Wednesday afternoon, ducking thunderbolts out here.
Yeah, we might lose power for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
Are we sure we're playing tomorrow? It's like thunderstorms.
This is the last bit of the bad weather into tomorrow morning. Another wet golf course.
Cold
and then
front
it's supposed
and
to
wind.
Come through, exactly what Nate just said.
And to anybody at Augusta tomorrow, if you see somebody wearing a green jacket, that means they're a member.
It's not the guy.
It's not. They're not an ambassador.
It's not the merch guy.
They're not on the board of directors. It's just flat out you're a member if you have that jacket. So we learned that today.
Best of luck, everybody, on your return on investment. Let's win somebody out there.
My podcast tomorrow night. We're going to be on the recap in day one.
Yes, excellent. Bill Simmons podcast tomorrow night, Thursday, the first round in the books. We shall be on there again, hopefully with a little bit of first round leader money in our pockets. Enjoy the tournament.